Let's go to the phones. Scott from Kennebunk. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Matt. Is an interesting contrast. Trump is on trial today, Scott, today.
He is indeed.
On harassment. Not harassment, but hush money, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Well, I find it ironic that Congress passed money for Ukraine. Well, in my opinion, that is also hush money because I think there's so much stuff that's really buried in Ukraine over Burisma and everything else that this is a perfect coming together of two things happening, both about hush money. What do you think of that, Matt?
A convergence, if you will. Yes.
Convergence. Good word. I like that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it. You know, I couldn't necessarily speak to bribery, you know, like silencing people. For one, mostly because I just don't think that can happen. Too many people know too much stuff to actually keep anything quiet, no matter how much money is bought off. But, I mean, should we acknowledge the dirtiness of the whole business and where this money is going and who is getting it and for what purpose? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should mention that. Now, I want to be clear for anybody who's listening to me and anybody who's listening to this show, so you know where your host stands on these things, because I will tell you my opinion about things. I am in favor. I am in favor of supporting Ukraine. I think that to allow the Russians to move into territory in Europe and allow it to happen especially against a country like Ukraine, which got a United States security guarantee in exchange for its nuclear weapons being given up at the end of the Cold War, I would find that to be a betrayal of that country and a maddening, insane thing to do in a world that attempts to maintain peace and stop anything from devolving into World War III. I realize war to prevent war is something that messes with people's brains and it doesn't make sense necessarily to a lot of people. But in the case of this, you cannot allow, in my opinion, Russia to simply decide that it wants to, I don't know, invade Georgia, invade Ukraine, etc., because it wants to, and then have no pushback to it. So I do not think that what we're doing and how we're doing it is the right way. And I think that there is a lot of questions about corruption and this aid and whether or not we're deluding ourselves into thinking that this aid is going to provide the impetus for Ukraine to win the war. I mean, I could have a very long conversation about international relations as to the fecklessness of the Biden administration and Congress's approach to doing this. But I am very much supportive of Ukraine fighting back against Russia and the Americans supporting that. I just want to make sure I'm clear about that. That said, it is a gross and dirty and filthy business. Speaking of that trial, though, I haven't given the attention to it that probably it deserves today because of the whole college campus being lit on fire thing, as well as this story. So why don't I get that going as it is beginning today for our final segment today, 879-9426. First, though, Frankie Azzarotta in the newsroom has a quick update to share with you on this Monday morning. Frankie, what's happening today? Trump on trial. That is, I guess, maybe my final story for the day. If you want to talk about this, 34 felony counts. He's now going on trial basically starting today. And the jurors have been chosen. The alternates have been chosen. And it's historic. It is historic. This is the first time a former American president has been prosecuted criminally like this in American history. But the question about this, as seemingly it always is what will it matter? Will it matter? What will it do, if anything? And at what point will it do something? I mean, the trial itself, I think it's hard to argue that Trump being on trial is actually meaningful in any way, that it affects anything. For one, because he's kind of already been on trials, civil trials and everything else. I think most people who aren't us, who aren't following this on a daily basis, are probably even confused about what's happening when. What trial is this? What's the why? Money? Porn stars? Is this, what? You know, it's hard to keep it all straight because there's so many of them. And there's already been so many things that have happened that I think it's white noise at this point that the trial is happening. I think the thing that would be different is if he is convicted criminally of a felony. I mean, does he go to jail? How long? Is someone pardoned? How? I mean, when does that all take place? What does the jury say? I mean, there's a lot to unpack there because I do think that makes it materially different. How much so, I don't know. And in what direction, I don't know. You would assume, based on polling and common sense and logic, that being convicted of a felony would have a negative effect on him. Because why wouldn't it? Right? That seems like a step that is so far beyond the normal things that have happened in and around Trump that it probably is not going to help. Right? It's probably going to hurt. But remember the difference between a hypothetical question asked to people in a poll and the reality of something happening. I think there is a huge difference between those things, because people are often asked, you know, like, what would you think if this happened? And they are removed emotionally from the whole situation because it hasn't happened yet. When poll questions are asked like that, I almost never trust them, because it is not rational to expect people to react the same way when they are given a hypothetical than when it really happens and they see it play out in real time. If Trump gets convicted, what he says, how it's covered in the media, when talking head pundits start, you know, chewing on it, when I deal with it on the radio, when you deal with it in the ballot box. I mean, you're going to be treated to phenomenon and dynamics that you're not thinking about when you're asked that question on a poll. So sure, yes, polls indicate that people would find it concerning, and he would find his support eroding a little bit. Or in some polls, a lot. Would that happen for real, in real life, if that took place? I don't know. It could. It could. I 100% believe it could. I also 100% believe that it could have an unintended backlash effect that may, in fact, ultimately help him, depending on how it all went. Going back in time a little bit, I said from the very beginning of this criminal exercise in these trials, that this one that is starting now is the least threatening because it's just goofy. It's goofy tabloid stuff. It's like paying porn stars to be quiet. I mean, it's like, how is this not even, frankly, beneficial to him, honestly, from the rep side of things? Like, he's out there hanging out with porn stars and having filthy, dirty relations in a hotel room with somebody there. I mean, it's made for tabloids. And America loves tabloids and all the salacious things that are inside of it. So I'm not sure that that would hurt him at all. But the Georgia case, you know, interfering with an election and all that stuff, to me was the really threatening, legally speaking, one, and reputationally. However, in the time since I came to that conclusion, that whole Georgia case seems to have blown up, mostly because of the actions of those who are prosecuting him. Who they are, what they say, how they say it, what they've done, how they've undermined themselves. And now, generally speaking, I think the public at large, broadly, not everyone obviously, but broadly, views it at least as suspect that the people in charge of going after him there maybe have ulterior motives, or they're trying to, you know, get a political scalp, whatever. But it is not viewed as, I think, just a normal case that they're prosecuting because they have to. Whereas I think it was in the beginning. And given that, is it as threatening? I don't think that it is. In this case, I still come back to the fact that the facts of this case, even were he to be convicted, aren't such that, generally speaking, the American people really care that much. I mean, they might not find it terribly moral or good or anything like that, but does anybody really think that you would define this as criminal? I ask you. Talk about it tomorrow.